Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We also want to bring this other part to you of Rich's prophetic word, where he begins to share with Sid Roth about what the Lord showed him on this 21-day fast. What he showed him on this fast where healing, Steve, for, you know, cancer and Alzheimer's. God's plan for India. I believe there's a billion people that live in India. God has a plan for them, as well as what God showed him about Donald Trump and President Obama. Listen, watch this.
Things seem really wild in the oil industry now. What did God show you about oil?
Yes, I saw oil beginning to lose its power over the nations of the world, that God was going to cause a new system of fueling our lives, you know, our societies, where to the point that oil was not going to be, the oil was going to become secondary to what God was going to bring on the earth. And I believe what I felt, that that's in the process of maybe even coming to light in the next few years. But God has things that man has not seen yet in existence, yet they're coming from the ground, they're coming from the earth.
Tell me about Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Oh, my goodness. You know, the Lord gave me a vision. I'm not political. I'm not, you know, for either party.
I understand.
You know, but the Spirit of the Lord told me that there was a prayer. There was something that he had as a younger man with the Lord, that the Lord marked his life and separate him. And because of that, it's caused the prosperity that he has experienced come on his life, in spite of what people believe of his belief systems. But this is a man who's going to be used of God to bring to light a lot of dirt. And for many years to come, you're going to hear him as a man who's standing in the forefront and on the media to expose the secrets of darkness in society and in government here in America.
Speaking about the secrets going on in government, you found yourself in the spirit, in the White House, observing everything that was going on for a good 8 hours. Bottom line, what are some of the things
you know,
saw?
It sounds crazy, but I was going to sleep and I felt on a deep sleep on my bed and I went into a profound dream vision and I hover over the White House and I hover over the room where Obama does his work. And I was there and I could hear conversations. I could see him, all his stuff that he's doing. And I could see people in his circle coming to him and they'll have papers written with things and they will put on his table. And this is what you got to say and this is what you got to do. And he'll be like trying to say, well, about this. And so this is what he got to be done. And he just started like to tear up. And it was like, in a way, he wasn't able to handle the pressure of what's coming. And I'm watching all this. I have no idea why I was there. And the Spirit of the Lord came from my left side and said, I'm going to corner him in a place that I'm going to cause him to call on my name. And I'm beginning to take things out and put him in positions that he will call on my name. And that's what the Spirit of the Lord told me. And I believe that they will come, that God is going to use circumstances for him to discover the real, not the historical Jesus, because the Lord told me he believes in the historical Jesus, but he'll find the Messiah, Jesus the Christ, and he will call upon his name.
What is going to happen quickly in America?
You know, America, there is a spirit of fear that's being released on the land. Yet the Lord told me this, for you believers, Isaiah 60, the Bible says, gross darkness will cover the earth, but the glory of the Lord will rise upon you. And I believe that America is going to see some dark, dark seasons. But however, the body of Christ, you and I, God's glory is going to surround us like a bubble. And when the world suffers, you are going to see, like the children of Israel, the protection, the backing up, and the provision of God. I saw great light lifting up the body of Christ, and I saw great darkness over America. But the Lord also told me this is the season that he's raising up evangelists in the land of America, where evangelists will go through all the corners of this nation, and the days of the gospels and the days of the parks and the gospels being preached on the plazas are coming back in America, where there are going to be signs, wonders, and miracles in places that are not churches, and a mighty harvest is coming in this nation in this season.
All right. I want you to release what God has in you right now in the next minute or so.
Yes, sir. Many of you are watching and you watch too much television. You watch the news as this is the Bible. But God told me to tell you the news is men's opinions. God has the agenda for the nations and the agenda for his church. And there is an agenda of God that includes blessings, promises, protection, and provision. And God is about to raise some of you to places where you're going to see the supernatural provision of God. When you don't have food, food is going to appear on the table. evil, where God is going to supernatural delete your bills, where God is going to save you from situations that you will know that only God could preserve you. And God tells me that this is the season for the evangelist to arise. You that have failed the call of God to minister, you don't have to wait for the stage or for television to minister. God says, preach my gospel and my signs and wonders will follow you, and the harvest of souls in America will come, and you're going to see once again the days of revival come on this land, not 20 years from now, but even in this year, God is calling out the evangelists to arise and to proclaim the gospel with miracles, signs, and wonders, because this is the season for the glory of God to shine, and the world is going to know that Jesus the Savior is alive.
Yes, Lord, my goodness.
Today is the day. Yes. Let's get out there now and share the good news.
Yes, so much here and so little time.
That's right.
Well, my goodness, this is an awesome prophetic word.
It's so exciting because it's just like so many people are looking for someone else to go. And it's just like, no, God has called you. When you read the Bible, he wrote that love letter to you. And he says, now go and tell them I love them.
You're the one he's talking to.
That's
you're
right.
Someone that's supposed to go. But he talked about President Obama and he's going to have an encounter. And he saw, which you could clearly see so many times, and see so many pivots. He'll say something and then he'll come back and correct it. He'll say something. And we want to encourage you, pray for President Obama. You know, we have been praying for him, his family, for over 5-6 years at least in our prayer and fasting community. And we've just been praying that God would touch him and minister to him, and that he would invite God into the decisions that he's making. And so don't give up on anybody, but we're called to, by the Bible, to pray for our leaders.
Yes.
And you know what? There's an additional blessing upon your life that it will go well for you.
Right.
So please pray for him. But I'm excited, Steve, about these evangelists that are going to be released on the earth.
We even think about it, too, and it's just like a lot of people don't even know. You want to know, how do I pray? You go to the torch. You go to basically on related content, and you'll see related articles, a prayer that you can click on that says, pray for our president, and it'll help you. How do I pray? And it's so encouraging.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.